following is a paid program. Information on the program is intended solely to further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio 1020 KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and the shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, News Radio 1020 KDKA.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Another hour of Pittsburgh Works. My dear friend Nan Cohen, divorce reality expert, is here. And it's all about you. And just before you leave and all of the things that you need to know, and our expert this week is attorney Julie Colton. She is with us in studio. We'll get to her in a moment. But happy new year to you, Nan, and another show here already. Hard to believe a month has gone by. Welcome back to KDKA.
Good morning, Rob. We made it. We made it through those holidays. It was getting tough. But look, I got lots of smiles out there.
Lots of smiles.
You know why? Because people are taking the time to listen now. So divorce doesn't always have to be so sad, bad, mean, all those words. And they made it through, and I've got smiles coming into January. So that's a good thing.
If you can get smiles in January, you can do anything.
I got them. I'm telling you, my clients are smiling. You know, it was funny. We talked a little bit about creating new traditions. I have one client that just talked to me this week, and we got a quick update. Kids were with her ex all throughout the holiday season, Christmas and New Year's. Mm-hmm. First weekend back, she has them this week. She's having Merry January. Her tree's still up. The gifts are still under it. She says this is going to be a great weekend.
Right.
So it's really what you can do for yourself. Those kids, keeping them all in mind, we're all doing good out there. So like I said, we got everybody ready for the holiday. We got them through the holiday. And now we're going to start dealing with the things that we have to in January. And we see most of the time a big influx, and I'll bring Julie into that in a moment, of people ready to take care of business in January. So we brought Julie Colton in from the law firm Volker & Grix. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning.
We have everybody that's ready to maybe gain some information and think about what they need to do. If they're thinking about divorce, they might have held it together through the holiday season. You're shaking your head over there. You know what I'm talking about. But at least my clients are happy. So let's say, first thing we got to do, can you help us out with that?
First thing you have to do is figure out who's going to be leaving the house or whether you're going to be staying in the house, and look at what you can afford to do and preparing to talk to an attorney so you know exactly what to do when you leave the house. It can be difficult because you want to take everything with you. And Nan and I were talking about this shortly beforehand.
It was that possession rule.
Trying to decide what all you take with you. And if you're going to leave, it's important to take your financial documents with you, or at least copies of all of that. A month's worth of bank statements and credit card statements, your tax returns, and all your personal documents. But when it comes to what you take, you don't want to clean the whole house out. You want to be careful that you're taking what's yours and maybe not taking everything, because you don't want to end up in court because you took too much.
Well, that's interesting. First off, when you hit the word of getting your financials and everything in order, you know, a lot of times clients think, well, when I get to the attorney, they're going to be able to push a magic button on their computer, and you're going to be able to retrieve everything. Okay? You know what I'm saying?
I hear this all the time.
All the time. Because when I meet with clients, too, and I say this to them, they think there's some big Google site that you can go to, and it's going to just pop up. It's a lot of time based on yours, right?
It's a slow process.
Right.
The first step is figuring out how to get through everything, and you don't get in front of a judge quickly. It often takes weeks to months to do that.
To maybe order, and we're talking a discovery?
It could be discovery, right, to determine what everybody has. So if you go to your attorney and you don't know what all is out there, or you can't get those documents, we have to go through the court to do that. And discovery, it's 30 days to respond, and that's only if we've started the divorce process.
Right.
And we may choose not to start the divorce process, just the support process, because if it's the dependent spouse, you want that time to collect some money. So we have to make sure that all that happens as well.
You know, one of the most overused phrases in divorce, and I can obviously attest to this from experience.
You're kidding.
Yeah. Like I said, I can obviously attest. Is there an echo in this room? But here's what amazes me. Everybody says, well, you're getting half. Nobody actually ever gets half.
Never. Because.
Okay. I'm glad that you're the expert and you've admitted that. That's the most overused phrase in the history of divorce.
Well, but people believe that.
Right, but you don't. Pennsylvania is an equitable distribution, not equal distribution. And the court looks at a list of, it's 13 to 16 factors to determine what's right and just. Not necessarily fair, but what's equitable. And you usually it's between a 40-60 and 50-50 split, but that's after all the fees you've paid to get there. So we have to look at all the different ways of making sure that we're doing this the best way. And not every case is the same, and that's where this becomes really difficult for people.
So, Rob, next time somebody says to you that, you know, this 50-50, half-half, mm-hmm. you say this is an equitable
okay,
state.
let me go back to
okay.
last week's text message.
No. Equitable distribution doesn't mean equal. No. Okay? That's right. So
well, yeah, I'm just glad that, you know, you're shedding some light on this whole situation because everybody thinks they're an expert, and the last thing that you need is your neighbor telling you what you're entitled to when they don't have the credentials or the knowledge that these two people have.
Well, what's funny is when we hear, and this is infamous for me, and Julie, I'm sure clients come in and say to you, well, so-and-so got, and so-and-so got. And you know what? They tell you what they got, and we talked about this before. They don't tell you what they didn't get.
And here's something else you don't want to do, and I've done this, where you don't want it. I don't want anything. I'm just walking out with the clothes on my back, and then you realize the next day you have no clothes to wear. So I've done that, too. So you need to really think this through. We've got Julie here. We've got Nan here. We'll come back. She's here every Saturday, the first Saturday of every month. We'll take a short break. We'll be back with much more on Pittsburgh Work.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA.
We're back. Pittsburgh Works. My friend Nan Cohen is here. DivorceReality.com. Also, we've got attorney Julie Colton here from a very easy website to find out more. VGSlaw.us. Couple of numbers. Nan can be reached at 412-996-3346. And Julie can be reached at 412-281-3007. We've got an announcement to get to with Nan, then back to our conversation with Julie. But if you have a question on divorce and what we're talking about today, great opportunity for you to be a part of the broadcast. It's a toll-free number, 866-391-1020 from Volker Cricks. Attorney Julie Colton is here. It's 866-391-1020 and also Dollar Bank Instant Access at kdkradio.com. And now your host, Nan Cohen. Nan?
Okay, let's just do a quick check here. Rob, when we talk about equitable doesn't mean what?
Half.
Equal. See, he wasn't paying attention.
I'm
okay,
sorry.
We've got to keep him up to speed today. You know, Julie, we talked before we went to break a little bit about preparing yourself with the financials and all that. And then you talked about the possessions, okay?
Yes.
So as I tell my clients, if you've got two TVs, leave one. You know what I mean? If you know the do's and the don'ts, and you know we get into wine collections, and which you know I've been all around the gamut as to who gets which bottle of wine, and you know the gist of it is when you set the tone in a divorce in the beginning that you want to be mean and you want to fight and you want to be angry and I need the best and I need the bulldog, you know, you set tones, and I have to tell you that fortunately working with you. And I should put out there that the clients, I've worked with Julie, very comfortable in referring my clients to you. You have that calming effect. You go through it all, and you're a voice of reason.
Thank you.
And that's what I really enjoy working with you and bringing the clients to you. So back to what we do take and what we don't take.
Well, you mentioned setting the tone. There's a judge who has regularly told me that you catch more flies with honey than you do with vinegar. But then it goes further on to say if you use too much honey, you're left with not a good ending result.
Yeah.
So I always take that approach of let's start nice, and if we have to get mean later, we do, because sometimes you need to do that to get what you deserve. But when you're looking at what to take, you never want to take more than half, but we know you don't get half, so you want to be very careful about that. Don't back a truck up to the house, clear it out, pack up your kids, and take everything and go. Make sure you're leaving stuff behind for the person, and I usually suggest that you consult with an attorney to make sure that what you're taking isn't going to hurt you in the long run. you may end up in court. And I was telling Nan earlier, I had a case where the one spouse backed the truck up, took a whole bunch of stuff, and we ended up in court over what was going to happen. And the judge said, I'm not wasting my time listening to this. I'm going to go tour the houses and see what happened. We'll see you all at 9 o'clock at wife's house, and then we'll proceed to that to husband's house. And at the end, the judge said, here's what you're giving back, here's what's happening, and you want to be careful that you don't have that happening. You don't always want the judge touring your house.
All right, listen, from a neutral party here, let me just say this, too. When kids are involved, this is my thought process. The person that's going to have the kids the majority of the time should get most of the house and the worldly belongings that are in that house and the house if possible. I think kids need to basically be able to maintain their life and to be, well, upset as least amount of time as they possibly can. So do the right thing. Let the kids stay in their environment, in their home, their surroundings, because they're going to have a tough enough time dealing with the loss of a parent, let alone having them being uprooted. And what happens in most cases, it gets down to a battle of egos. And that's where you need somebody like Julie involved and someone like you, Nan, to let people understand what's the most important thing in a divorce, especially when it comes to kids, and it's the kids.
But in the beginning, where there's so much emotion,
oh, absolutely.
You go for the, this is mine. It's all about me. And if you want to take your scenario and look at it, if children are involved and you look at it, and you're like, well, you know, gee, Mom, why did you take all the TVs? You know, you better have a good answer to give to that child as to why you took all the TVs. But they don't think about that. They're so caught in the moment of the here and now that they don't think in 3 hours from now, oh my gosh, we're not going to have the TV to watch. You know, right. And so that's where I always try to infuse a little bit of that reality to where you've been, where you're going, and what it's going to look like down the road.
Well, and you're looking at who's staying in the house. You need to make sure you can afford to stay in the house. Someone has to pay those bills. So sometimes the parent who's keeping the children doesn't stay in the house because they need to find a more realistic living alternative. And you want to make sure that you have the support set up and that you've gone and said, how can I help and make sure I have the money that I need to afford to raise the children and to have, you know, to meet all their needs.
And, you know, it's funny, as you said in the beginning, when we look at it, they just don't take that time because the emotion. And I get it. Been there, done that. But, you know, as I say this to all of my listeners, take my shoes and walk in them. You know, you're going to make mistakes. I make mistakes. I'm going to make new ones. But you've got to learn from them. And when you get to that point, it's more involved and more, it costs you a lot more in the end to make these, you know, gigantic decisions early on that really didn't benefit you.
But don't use the kids as pawns. And people do it all the time. They do.
It's not my clients.
Well, that's because they have you. That's why we have this show.
Okay.
My clients don't either.
I mean, I'm telling you, that's what
we... But am I right, though? If they don't have the right people, that's what always ends up happening. It's about getting over on the other because you can't accept the fact that you're either not wanting to be in the relationship or someone doesn't want you anymore. End of story.
Well, but there's a whole healing process, and we go through it. I have whole teams of professionals that will get that client through that. And I know, Julie, you're with me on that.
Yeah, the emotional process is one of the hardest parts. When you go through a divorce, you actually grieve the loss of the relationship the way you grieve the death of a loved one. But the hard part is when you're moving through those phases of grief, you're doing it at a different rate than your spouse.
Okay, explain this to me as we go to break. My parents could have been divorced 50 times, okay? And I got divorced a few times on what was just a typical day in the life of the Pratts, Eva and Bob. Why is it today that people give up so quickly?
Oh, I told you this once before. It all comes down to one big word. It's communication.
When the communication ends,
that's
the marriage
it.
Ends.
It's, you know,
communication's one of the biggest causes.
It's huge. It's just huge.
Julie, do you try to save a marriage before you end one?
I do. If you come to my office and I talk to you and you're not ready for divorce, I will refer you out to marriage counselors or tell other things. I tell people if you're considering divorce, you should get the education you need so you know your options, but I should be your last stop. And if I don't, I actually tell people at the end of consults, if I don't see you again, I'm okay with that. That means you've probably succeeded in with your marriage.
See, that makes me want to cry because that means this is why we're blessed in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. We have these people on board that really are looking out for the best interest of the clients. You know, look, I gave me all chilly over here and I'm thinking, you know, that's why I love you over there.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we got lots more to pick up on.
All right, listen, if you want to get a hold of Nan, a divorce reality expert, or divorce reality expert, singular.com, and also you can reach Julie at vgslaw.us. Couple of phone numbers. Nan can be reached at 412-996-3346, and Julie can be reached at 412-281-3007. If you want to get in with a question, you want to join us, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Lines are open. That number again. Anything on your mind in the way of divorce, if we can help, and especially if you're in the midst of one right now and you're struggling and really having a very difficult time sleeping, eating, wondering what your next step will be, please step up. Take this opportunity to get some free advice via the radio today in Pittsburgh Works and what Nan has brought to the table. 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. All right, we are back. Nan Cohen is here. DivorceRealityExpert.com is where you can find her or call 412-996-3346. Attorney Julie Colton is here. It's vgslaw.us or 412-281-3007. If you want to join us, real simple, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020.
I'd love to hear from somebody who had a good divorce. Email me that.
That's a different question.
I need a good divorce story. Email to me. You can catch me at nan@nanondivorce.com. I'd love to hear. I need a good one for the January.
What's the percentage of people that come to you that when it's all said and done and you do the entire game plan, A to Z, that it's an amicable, not happy, but understanding, communicating divorce to where they move forward as happy and healthy people?
I think I told you this before. You know, I don't want to say this too many times, but sometimes you look at it where you have somebody at their absolute worst part of their life, and as you walk the walk with them and take them to their new life, it's just amazing. I mean, we're going to be doing a show. We're going to take you through things that where people have been and where they are today. It's just amazing. There's a whole life out there for you. And, you know, I've told you this a long time. I do not preach divorce. I think divorce is way too easy. And I said kudos to Julie over there because, you know what, divorce may not be it for the moment. And it may be, you know, we don't know. But at least we all look at it as a whole. If it doesn't need to happen or we can direct you in someplace to really make sure this has to happen, that's what we do.
Well, and if it's you're going through the divorce process and you decide to reconcile, your attorneys will often work with you with that. I know I've done that. I've gotten to the point where we have a financial settlement drafted and the parties want to try again. And what we usually do at that point is say, why don't we make this agreement where if you reconcile and the reconciliation lasts less than a year, then this agreement is in force. But if it lasts more than a year, then the agreement's gone and you can move forward.
Yeah.
And we do that to make sure you don't lose all the work you've done. But if you really want to reconcile, you can do that and move forward feeling a little safer and more protected.
Yeah, you know what I did? I asked Julie before we were coming into the studio. I said, can you give the listeners maybe a no-charge consultation? You know what she said? Absolutely. So, I mean, they're there to help you. And as you said, you'll do it. So if you'd like to schedule a consultation, you know, even if you know, knowledge is powerful in this. You know, you have to gain the knowledge you need to move forward in this divorce arena. So Julie's extended it. If you'd like to give Julie a call for a consultation, you can reach her at 412-281-3007. As we talked about a little bit about, you know, what you can take out of the house, what you should take out of the house. I mean, I don't want to get down to this drawer is yours, that drawer is mine. But I just want to stress, be reasonable with it.
Right. You want to be very reasonable. And again, don't back up the truck and clear out the house. That's
right.
Going to cause a lot of trouble.
Right. And after we get into that, you know, briefly we said you can file for spousal support. Okay, there's different phases of that. So can you just enlighten us a little bit on the different phases? Because we talk in lingo all the time.
Sure. Everybody refers to alimony. I think that's what everyone thinks of when they think of support for a spouse. And that's really the third phase of support. When we're talking about support for a spouse, the first phase is spousal support. That's support you get before we've filed a divorce complaint. So that's while you're living separate, but haven't started a divorce action in the courts yet. And that's done mathematically. It's really easy to figure out. That's something where if you talk to an attorney, they'll run calculations for you so you can see what you would expect with that. Once a divorce complaint is filed, it becomes what we call alimony pendente lite, or APL, because alimony pendente lite is a little too long to say all the time. And it's similar. It's a basic math formula to figure that out. And that lasts until the divorce decree is final or there's an entry of an agreement that settles everything. And alimony comes in that third phase after we have a divorce decree. And that is a little harder to figure out. That's based on reasonable needs, and it's not guaranteed. The rule of thumb we often use is the maximum you'll get is 1 year for every 3 years of marriage, but we offset that with the other support you've received. So you want to really be talking about how we do that, and that's part of your equitable division of assets. When we're talking, it's not always equal, it's equitable. We're also figuring out if there's going to be an alimony award at that point.
And, you know, as when I spend time with the judges and the attorneys and everybody, if everybody would just be reasonable, you and your spouse can sit down and really work out your own agreements. It's better to do it that way than to, if you ever, by the way, the most question often asked of me is, when do I get to see the judge? Julie, can you help me on that?
Sure. The answer is you might never see the judge. Nobody likes that answer.
Correct.
But you don't see the judge till late in the process. And even the first time you go to the courthouse, which is months to years down the line, it's usually for a conference and you sit in the hallway and your attorneys are talking to the judge and kind of, it's almost like a game of telephone going back and forth between you and the judge, and you may not even meet them that first time you're there.
And what I was leading into was, you know your situation best, where you want to put a decision into the hands of a judge that gets to know you for 15 minutes. And for those cases that go before them all the time, so what? You have the option of making an agreement and just having that judge sign the order.
You lose control the minute you go in front of a judge. If you can sit down, I always tell people it's best, if you can sit down at your kitchen table with your spouse and figure out how to divide everything and then go to an attorney and have them review it and make sure it's everything you need it to be, sometimes that's the best way to do it. Most people can't do that, and that's where we talk about things like mediation, having a neutral third party help you and your spouse come to an agreement about everything. And I explain mediation, I recently realized this is a pretty good analogy, it's like boxing. You go to your mediation session, that's like your round in the ring, and then you go back to your corners, you take a break, you go see your attorneys, get your consults, and then you come back. So you have that one-on-one with your spouse with a neutral third party, and then you can go back and get your legal advice you need to make sure you're getting what's really right and just for you.
Hey, I'm going to put up on my Facebook page your website for the law firm Volker Cricks, but tell us a little bit about the law firm. And obviously, this is a Nan show, and it's about divorcerealityexpert.com, but obviously you work with the best in the business at what they do in the area, Grant Street, downtown. So tell me a little bit about the law firm.
We have four attorneys right now. Volker and Cricks are Chuck Volker and Tim Cricks, and we also have Jonathan Volker, who's a new young associate at our office.
Yep.
They're all really hardworking and great to work with. We do both divorce and family law as well as some estate work. And we try and make sure that you have a team of people that work with you and you can count on and really make sure things fit each person's individual needs. And we offer both the litigation and mediation services.
All right, fair enough. If you want to join us, please give us a call, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Prenuptials, is there really such a thing?
There is.
That actually does hold up in court?
Yes.
You want to try one?
Next question, Your Honor. No, I just saw this on the list of things that you do, which are many, and prenuptials, you always hear, won't hold up in court. Does it actually hold up in court? And if so, how's that possible? Because everyone that I've ever known that's had a prenuptial said doesn't hold up in court.
A lot of them do hold up in court, and that's why you have to be very careful entering into them. And it might not be that they don't hold up in court. It depends on what they cover. So you have to be very careful that your prenup is drafted in a way that it actually covers and protects everything you want it to. Because sometimes you get to a point where you've now purchased things as a couple and you've lost the protection. Because you've put them in joint name, but you really want to make sure that your prenup is drafted in a way that's going to cover everything. And that's why you want to be working with a family law attorney to do that.
And, you know, on second marriages, it's even more important to have a prenup. You know, you might have children from another marriage, and, you know, it gets a little more complicated. So I think those are we should mention to a second marriage, second, third, fourth, fifth. Am I striking a chord?
It's also really important for business owners because you often want to protect your business partner from the possibility of a divorce or a threat of divorce, because if there is a divorce, you're going to look at that business and go into it. So when you have a jointly owned business, you want to protect your partner, your business partner, from any potential divorce and the stress that causes.
Also, explain to someone out there who may be the future bride or even possible groom, they're coming into a family that has an established business, a very successful business, and you have your future father-in-law or your dad trying to explain, look, this is the way it has to be. It's not anything directed personally at you. It really is an investment about the business. Family first, yes, but business is business. Explain that, Julie.
They want to make sure that if the marriage doesn't work, that the business is protected and it stays with the family. It doesn't mean you're giving up all your rights. And if you're going through that, you want to make sure you have something of your own to protect as well. So you work it in a way that just because you're giving up the ability to come into the business, there may be an offset where you're saving some asset of your own or you're getting some buyout on the business as we go forward. You have to remember that you're marrying the whole family and they don't want to lose what they've built if your marriage doesn't work out. Usually they also say if the marriage works, you still inherit.
And if it doesn't, usually there is a settlement, usually of significance that you're going to be taken care of. You don't need the whole piece of the pie. You just have to understand if you're going to sit at the table and eat that pie, the people that are cooking it have the decision on how much you get. It's that simple. We'll take a break and see how smart you've made me become.
Oh, it's flowing right over there. I see it.
If I'd have met you 20 years ago, it might have been a different story because you're so good at what you do. It's 9:43. Nan Cohen is here. You can find out more about her at divorcerealityexpert.com. You can call her at 412-996-3346 or call her at, you can call Julie at 412-281-3007. Volker and Cricks at vgslaw.us.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pittsburgh Works, and we've got Attorney Julie Colton here from Volker Cricks. She is here, and they're Cricks. Grick. As in Grick.
How about Grick?
Grick Bricks. We had trouble with this yesterday, so I had to go to the well again. But they know we love them. Anyway, the email, of course, you can't get right now. If you can call her and get her email, her number is 412-281-3007. And the website is vgslaw.us. It's up on my Facebook page right now. And Nan can be reached at divorcerealityexpert.com. The phone number is 412-996-3346. Nan, you wanted to talk about some tax issues, and then we'll get to your announcement.
Yeah, it's that time of year again. And I go to my website, get those tax tips. You know, we have situations where people, you know, hold it together, don't get their divorce because they want to get through one more year of the benefits of being an intact family. So, and you're shaking your head over there because you know about that, huh? So, I mean, sometimes it's planned out that way. And I have put the tips up on my site. They just went up early this week, and we're going to get more into them. And as you move forward, you know, going to a divorce settlement, you know, there's some tax implications there, and there's things that you have to look out for. So I take you all around the world through this divorce. So we'll get on to that. Get onto the site. I do want to bring up real quick, I gave away some books last time I was on, and believe me, they called for them. So, you know, if I know that book's going, it's going to help somebody, please email me, hit me on the website, and we will get a book out to you. Let's give a couple of them away today as well. It was a good gift to have for somebody going through divorce. You know, my everything I hear from the book is all good. So let's keep that going. Julie, on moving forward, the best advice you're going to give somebody in that consultation that you're now going to give away for no charge, because I asked, and Rob heard it. Schedule. Get educated. You know, an hour's worth of time will carry you tremendously through this process.
Just having a little bit of education about what's going to happen so you know the steps. I know I'm more comfortable when I know the steps of what's going to happen with something. And just knowing that process is really what makes the difference. So that consult really allows you to have that, to be prepared and to know legally what's going to happen while you're dealing with the emotional side of things.
Yeah. And I come in all phases of the divorce, not always in the beginning. It might be in the middle or the end, even after everything is over with. But I had the opportunity to, and I sit down with all of the attorneys that I work with in their offices with clients, and I, you know, you get a feel for them, and that's really what you want to know. Mm-hmm. You want to know who you're working with, and, you know, not every, as negative as it can be, not every attorney is right for every person. You know, not every divorce reality expert's right for every person, but you've got to go out, you know, and feel your way through it, ask the questions, understand the answers, and then make informed decisions.
Nan, I've really enjoyed working with you, too. I think it helps my clients be a little more grounded and have someone to talk to about everything that's going on and another expert,
thanks.
Too.
But let me, Julie, let me interject something here. Why don't you find what Nan does is a threat to your profession?
Because we do different things. My job is to deal with the legal end of it.
Right.
And Nan deals with a lot more of the emotional and to help double check. I mean, Nan and I have talked that sometimes you get to a point where you may be frustrated with your attorney, mm-hmm. and it's not your attorney, it's the process. There are waiting periods and lags in divorce.
So would you recommend Nan to a client?
Oh, definitely. I already have. I've sent her name to a couple of my clients because I think that it's nice to have someone to talk to. And my job is not necessarily to deal with the emotional side of it. I'll talk to you all the time, but if I'm not available, you know, if I'm in court for the day or I have something big, you know, going on, if I can't get back to you right away, Nan may be available and we can really work as a team to make sure we're getting everything done.
And I always say it's surrounding yourself with, you know, your team of professionals really carries you because you're swimming. A lot of clients out there are swimming and they just don't know where to go to. And, you know, a lot of times I get the call, you know, my attorney won't call me back. Oh, you know, and they're so caught up in the moment. And like I said, you know, okay, so what's the problem? Why do you need the attorney? Why have you called the attorney 7 times in one day? Well, my ex, you know, dropped the children off again late last night. Let me tell you, it looked like there was 4 inches of snow, probably driving a little slowly, you know, traffic, it's Pittsburgh, it rains, it snows, we're all in a, you know, standstill. Get them caught in the real moment of, is it really a big deal, 15, 20 minutes, a half hour? It could be you dropping those children off late. So instead of, you know, bothering Julie and the whole team of professionals, let's just understand what we're dealing with right here. I know you're upset. I'm going through the feelings with you. I'm going to work through them with you. Mm-hmm. We're going to see the picture on the other side.
Volker Cricks we have on the program. Is that correct?
No.
Say it to me.
Volker and Cricks.
Cricks as in bricks.
You got that?
Cricks as in bricks or Cricks as in bricks.
It's Cricks.
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 I'm just doing this to honk you off.
I know you are. You're going to have it up on your Facebook. Everybody's going to be working with you.
No.
But he got
Cricks. It's Cricks.
Right.
I was just honking you off. All right. Got to have some fun in this life. We're talking about divorce. People need to laugh a little
but
bit.
But you know what? It is fun. You know, later on we get you through it. You've got a new life ahead of you. Children happy, healthy. It's a good thing.
But Julie, why would a young woman, successful young woman, or even man, want to get into this type of law? Do you do it because you're intrigued by it? Or you actually do want to help people, or a little bit of both? Because, I mean, it's not, and I have many attorney friends, I have such great respect for the law. Many of them who were at one time in the family law aspect of the legal system got out of it because it is pretty difficult to deal with.
It's a little bit of both. I started off deciding whether I wanted to be a social worker or a lawyer. And when I came out of law school, I tried family law, fell in love with it, but then after working for a judge and working at a boutique firm, I wasn't sure if it was right for me, so I tried civil law. I don't like civil law. I came back to family law. This is really, I like what I do. I like working with people, and in family law, you talk to the clients on a daily basis, and I really enjoy that personal interaction, and I enjoy watching people move through the process. You have clients who come in who don't know how to write a check because they've never done the financial end, and by the end, they can balance a budget sheet. I had a great case. I was actually working as a mediator, and the husband did all the finances and the wife did all the kids stuff, but through the mediation, they actually taught each other what they did. So for the first time, the husband sat down and explained how the finances and the different investments worked to the wife. And for the first time, the wife sat down and explained, well, here's all the doctors and here's why we schedule things the way they do. They'd never done that in the mediation.
And there's the reality of mediation.
From Volker Cricks, we've got, ladies and gentlemen, Julie Colton and also Nan Cohen. We're coming back with Nan's announcement. Let me give you the website again for Julie, vgslaw.us. Phone number 412-281-3007. Nan is divorcerealityexpert.com, 412-996-3346.